An organisation which aims to reduce instances of child sexual abuse by providing treatment to paedophiles says it needs further funding to continue its work. StopSo was set up with the help of a one-off grant from the Gwent Police and Crime Commissioner to train private therapists throughout the UK to work with both non-offending paedophiles and sexual offenders. Well, the issue of treating paedophiles is, of course, a very difficult and sensitive one, a subject that professionals have grappled with following the Jimmy Savile scandal and other high-profile cases involving scores of children and young people being abused by adults. Well, Chris describes himself as a paedophile. He's never committed an offence against a child, though, and says he never wants to. He's one of the people who sought help from StopSo. We've changed his name here to protect his identity. He says he realised he was attracted to teenage boys when he was in his early 20s. It is, of course, a sensitive subject, and some listeners may find some of this content disturbing.
I was blaming myself. I'd got myself into a situation mentally where, well, I'm rubbish, so why bother? Other people will think bad of me as well. And there was a period of time where I felt that I wanted to harm myself. I felt that I wanted to take my own life at one point, and that's not fun. You aren't supposed to feel sexually attracted to children. It's not the way things are supposed to work. And it's not what I would have wanted for me or anybody else.
Well, the founder of StopSo, Juliet Grayson, joins us now. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Juliet, it's a pretty controversial area to get involved in here then. What was the motivation for setting up the organisation?
Well, I was getting approached by people who were asking me for help, who had gone to other therapists. They'd acted out sexually in an inappropriate way, and they'd gone to other therapists and been rejected or spurned or had real problems. And a friend of mine was working in a prison that specialised in sex offenders, and he was hearing from the sex offenders in there that some of them had tried to find help before they went to prison, and they couldn't find anything in the community to help them. And so a group of colleagues and I, a woman, Ruth Hallam Jones, and a variety of colleagues and I got together and set up StopSo.
And the idea behind it is that you stop that first offence, don't you? So you get people coming to you who are concerned about their feelings and seek therapy from yourselves. What sort of people are actually coming to you then in that context, Juliet, for help?
Well, 45% of the people coming to us at the moment, and in fact within Gwent it's 60% of the people coming to us, haven't yet come to the attention of the police. We think that's a major result, because what that means is that people are coming asking for help. So they're proactively contacting us, asking for help before they're acting out, before they're getting too far down into the process. And it's all kinds of people. It can be everyone from a doctor, a policeman, a social worker, a street cleaner, someone who's unemployed. It's the whole range of society. So you can't. Someone said to me, what does a sex offender look like? And it looks like you and I. They look like you and I. You can't prescribe who it's going to be.
And how do you go about helping people then who are coming to you saying that they're having particular feelings towards children and they want to try and control that in some respect?
What we do is we have set up this nationwide network of therapists who are trained and willing to work with sex offenders. So they're already experienced therapists. And then StopSo, which stands for the Specialist Treatment Organisation for the Prevention of Sexual Offending, StopSo offers specific specialised training for them so that they know how to do this particular work. And so a client contacts us and we put them in touch with a therapist who is local to them and trained and willing to work with them.
And how do you then go about assessing how well that therapy works? I mean, is there a follow-up programme in place? Because, of course, it isn't something you can change with a single course of therapy. This is it. This is something a person will have to deal with and keep in check for the rest of their lives.
Well, once they've made contact with StopSo, of course, and they feel like they've had enough time. So, for instance, like Chris, who you heard speaking earlier on, his therapy is now complete. But if he ever feels a threat and feels that he's a risk to society, he knows very quickly where he can come back to. And he knows he's going to get help immediately to sort him out. And we want to be able to continue to do that. And in order to do that, we need to have the funding to be able to achieve that. the number of people approaching us has increased by 230% in the last 6 months, asking for help. And that means because we connect, we talk to each one and we connect them with the right therapist that's close and local to them, that means that we need support in the admin and the office side of things to be able to make those connections appropriately, as well as people in the community who are trained and able to work with them. And what we also want to be able to do is offer subsidy to people who can't afford it. So if there's someone who comes forward who says, I know I need help, can you help me? We want to be able to pay for their therapy, because that's going to protect society. The whole point of this is about keeping society safe by providing therapy that changes behaviour and reduces the number of sexual crimes.
And just briefly, Juliet, you're mentioning funding there. I mean, is it difficult to actually secure funding for something like this, given the nature of the work that you're undertaking?
Well, one of the things is that it's difficult to evaluate effectiveness. We are in the process of trying to find ways of doing that at the moment. So far, most of the effectiveness studies have been done on group treatment programs. And for instance, one with 4,000 subjects found that there was a 42% effectiveness in terms of, 42% didn't offend within the next 5 years. So that's, a sign that this is really working. And we are offering one-to-one therapy that's tailored to the individual. So we expect our statistics to be higher and to be more effective than that. But you have to have quite a long period of time before you can say, yes, this person is a non-offender. And if you're working with people who haven't offended before, how do you... they've gone from zero offending to zero offending. So we know it's working, and we're getting people like Chris saying, this has had an amazing effect and changed my life. But when you're going to funders asking for help, it's very difficult to say it's working because it's from zero to zero.
Yeah, Juliet, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Juliet Grayson there, who founded Stop So, and there'll be more on this subject coming up on this weekend's Eye on Wales programme. BBC Radio Wales, 12:30 tomorrow.